earlier, the double strength mousebane is not currently available, but Grain Producers Australia is pushing for it to be re-registered amid big increases in the pest numbers in parts of the country's cropping zones. Now, the ZP50 bait was approved for emergency use by the chemicals regulator during the last mouse plague in New South Wales, but that approval lapsed 2 years ago. Andrew Wiedemann is the research and development spokesperson for GPA and says grain growers need access to the more lethal bait.
We've been acutely aware through our colleagues in Queensland, Northern New South Wales, of a potential emerging mouse plague on the back, of course, of some exceptional growing season conditions for those growers up there, Angus. And we've been working and resubmitted the emergency permit for ZP50. We've also inserted some new information, obviously, that's come since the lapse of the permit some 2 years ago. We're in the process and been working acutely with the regulator to look at how we can maybe get that emergency permit lifted up again to help the farmers in particular that area, but also become available more broadly if needed in other areas of Australia on the back of, you know, some of the most promising rains I suppose we've seen in a while here in the Wimmera again, Angus.
I know you're seeking another emergency approval, but do you need to get ongoing permanent approval?
Well, look, ultimately that will be the aim of the industry, to certainly go forward and have it registered fully so we don't need to use permits to obviously facilitate the availability of the product. But at the moment, we're still a long way short of actually getting that over the line. And I suppose really on the back of what we heard from growers many years ago now, it seems about the aversion to certainly the Z25 product, which still works most definitely in areas where there's not a lot of food and source available on the ground, Angus, and that's been what we've found, is that essentially that you needed more than one grain, you needed at least two grains with the product on it to actually kill a mouse. And if they get enough other food source around them, then they obviously are foraging for that as well at the same time. So that's where the research has been really crucial, led by Steve Henry and the team from CSIRO. And a lot of growers that are listening will obviously have been and listened to Steve at some of the grower updates that have been run throughout the country. So I think it's really important that, you know, we as an industry take these steps.
And as you said there, researchers from CSIRO have done the scientific work, haven't they, verifying the anecdote that if a mouse eats one grain of bait, of that regular strength bait, it won't kill it typically, and it can develop an aversion to it, and then it won't go and find another bait to deliver a lethal dose.
Yeah, exactly. And you end up with colonies, essentially. I mean, I've experienced it here on my own farm. I had one paddock in particular that was always a problem with mice, and it was clear that there was too much food available when we were baiting. And one pass of the 50, I've actually wiped that colony out.
So you're talking with the APVMA. What feedback have you had so far?
Yeah, so look, we've obviously had the permit in place. It takes at least 120 days from the start of that process. In between that, we've had some questions to answer in terms of some of the research work that we've provided. Whether or not we'll get that permit up, that's, you know, debatable at the moment, because clearly we need to provide as much data as we can, and we're building that data through the industry work through Chris Lestier in terms of the mammal and bird data for Australia. And I think that's something that a lot of farmers will become well aware, with other products like Paraquat and Diaquat, that the research work we need to underpin the long-term survival of a lot of the products we're using, but also, you know, when we look forward at some of the other products that are going to come to market, to make sure that we've actually got the anecdotal data that will actually match and allow our regulator to give a green light to some of these products.
And I'll put this to the regulator, but is that their concern, that this double strength bait would have those off-target impacts on native animals other than mice?
Well, look, we didn't have enough data, I suppose, to support the regulator's view at the time, Angus, and that's why it's been important that we build that information over time, and also, you know, verifying more of the research work that we've just spoken about in terms of the capacity for the product to work better and more efficacious than the 25. Look, growers, once they've experienced using the Z50, now they're all asking for it. And so anecdotally, growers are the litmus test of a product in any shape or form, Angus, as to the way that it works and the efficacious ability of these products to do a timely job and remove what has become, unfortunately, you know, in our no-till and conservation agriculture, one of the bigger pest issues that we face.
in an age of greater environmental awareness, is it getting more difficult to get new products approved?
Well, look, it is without the work. I mean, that's why, look, Australia's climate, we're so different to the rest of the world, where a lot of the regulatory bodies around the world probably look at Australia with a different view because of our actual nature of our climate systems. And that's where we didn't have the work done here in Australia. And that's what has been the investments now that are being made on behalf of industry to try and make sure that we do have that data and continuing to look at what else can be done in terms of informing and training people in the use of products as well into the future. And not just mouse bait products, we're also talking about crop protection products in terms of seed dressings and other things, Angus. So there are other things in the pipeline that we need to make sure that the research actually supports and underpins here in Australia.
Andrew Wiedemann is the R&D spokesperson for Grain Producers Australia, speaking there with Angus Furley. Now, in a statement, the chemicals regulator, the APVMA, a spokesperson has said that they can confirm that the evaluation of the GPA permit application is underway, and they said that emergency permits are issued to legalise the use of an AgVet chemical product to address an emergency situation. When there is no emergency, the APVMA has other pathways to legalise the use of products. They said that the process does not involve changing the status of an emergency permit to permanent, and that the duration of an emergency use permit will correspond with the time required to meet the need associated with the emergency. It is 20 minutes past 12. Up next, you'll...